Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Rock Solid Drupal Workshop Week in Dallas, Texas. Come join Matt Westgate, James Sansbury, and Randy Fay as they talk about the Drupal performance and deployment tricks used on Drupal's most trafficked sites. The event happens October 4th to the 8th and is split into two workshops, Drupal Performance and Scaling on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Drupal Deployment and Best Practices on Thursday and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and learn to run your website like a pro. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
I'm Chris Stefano with Exaltation of Larks. We're a design and development firm in Boston and Los Angeles. And we're using UberCart and UserPoints, which are two of my favorite Drupal projects, for managing virtual economies. And one of the projects that we did recently, or not too long ago, is Digital Dollhouse, which is an online casual gaming site for kids where they can design and decorate and play in a virtual environment using Flash and services. And it's a full 3D interface with Drupal and UberCart on the back end. And it's a fully functional, thriving, growing virtual economy. And one of the things that we had to look out for was inflation. Inflation happens in a virtual economy. So the biggest thing to look out for is don't give away things for free. That's just a very basic principle. Yeah, so that site's still going. It was just upgraded to Drupal 6. It was done not by our firm, but my company. We're very invested in Digital Dollhouse and using UserPoints for this type of... it's really a new industry. As far as I know, there aren't any other Drupal sites that are managing virtual currencies, although there's a lot of interest in it. I have a theory that there are a couple microeconomies that are being managed with Drupal. I know Ardo Bendikin has a distribution called Drupal Crypto or something, and it's a way to actually track and tax and just manage a virtual currency, but that does not use UserPoints. UserPoints is what we decided to use because of the APIs, and it was just brilliant, very easy to integrate with UberCart.
And so maybe talk about, like, what are people doing in order to earn points that's going to be converted into currency, and then what are they then buying with the points and currency?
Oh, sure. So with user points, you have hooks all over the place where you can give or take away points for different actions, whether it's simply logging into the site or friending somebody or leaving a comment on someone's profile. And there are ways to encourage behavior and to create a culture on a website by simply giving them points. You don't have to tell them what the points are for. People will notice, oh, I'm getting points for something. I'm going to keep doing it. It's human psychology. It's the hoarding or the gathering mentality. And this is all we talk about at the Virtual Goods Summit and the other gaming conferences. So to convert money into points is very easy because UberCart provides that possibility. And you can also offer people discounts on tangible or digital products by spending points. So you can cash in, you can cash out. There are a lot of ways to convert money into points and vice versa. It's a little tricky if you are taxing people based on these virtual goods. That's something that we're not sure. As an industry, we're not sure when the IRS is going to come after these online gaming sites and start trying to, is this really virtual currency or is it karma-based? And if it's karma-based, then it's not really a currency, although psychologically it still is. So it's a big question that a lot of people are dealing with.
So what is the narrative within this game that is sort of hooking people in to be motivated to be able to participate into this virtual economy?
So that's a good question. So Digital Dollhouse is really designed for girl play patterns. And one of the things that girls love to do, and this is a website for girls that are between the ages of 8 and 14. Although we noticed a lot of people started playing it, boys, parents, mothers. The developers, while developing the site, were playing it when we were getting burned out. We worked with Jessica Durchin from Mattel, or formerly of Mattel. And she is the, as far as I know, the world authority on girl play patterns. So she had a lot of very interesting things that we learned about how to make a website sticky, for lack of another term. And this was a way for us to have three separate sections of the site that modeled behavioral patterns. And this sounds kind of like, ooh, wait a minute. It's manipulative. You're making kids spend more time on the computer. They're not really playing with real objects. This can be a negative influence in the world. And what I realized over time was, well, yeah, this is a job and this is a website that we're building, but it's actually preventing packaging waste. Yes, these are toys that people are playing with, but there's no packaging waste. Another thing is that kids don't differentiate between, well, most kids don't differentiate between a virtual item and a real item. And I'm not a parent myself, but I know a lot of parents who are looking at these rooms full of toys that their kids no longer play with, and they're wondering what to do with them. And online gaming is a solution to this problem. But that doesn't really answer your question. The different ways that we can make it sticky are by, well, like I said before, if you give somebody points for something, they will repeat the action. They will start to gather points just because they can. And that's just a human behavior. Another thing that we can do is make it pretty. A lot of the sites that are available for kids are not attractive, like Club Penguin or Habbo Hotel. They're not really pretty looking. And if you go to the sites, you see a lot of primary colors and flashing lights, and it's very busy. And in this case, for Digital Dollhouse, it is a beautiful design, and it's actually relaxing. It's meant to be calming, and I believe they succeeded.
And finally, what are some of the other like Drupal backend related modules that you needed in order to sort of facilitate this whole website?
Oh, well, this was a long time ago. This was about a year and a half ago. So we wrote about a dozen custom modules for this. A lot of them had to do with gifting, so that people could actually gift an item to another person. We did a lot of things for performance, to increase performance. But the biggest takeaway for me was that this really brought us not only into the virtual world space, and having the first Drupal site to use this particular set of modules for this particular use case, that was a lot of fun. But we not only did that, but we've been making a name for ourselves by making kid sites. So that's something that we like to do.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.